We are on Daf Samach Vova Med Beis. Yom Rav Papa, this is a little before the middle of the Yomid. Yom Rav Papa, Afal Gav, the Omar Rabbonon, Asmachte Leikanye. Even though we hold an asmachtes in kaine, apoyteke havi lemigva mino. So, Poshe Pshat Rapop is saying, the Mishnah says that the loive made a upmach with the malve, or the malve made an upmach with the loive, mivata noisanli mikan basholishanim, arei hi shali. So then this karka will belong to me. And we're saying the karka is, Rashi says, the shava masayim b'mone. So the din is areyu shaloi. That was the yokmach, and this was an asmachta. This was an asmachta that he's giving him, if he won't pay up in 3 years, he can give him a karka double the worth of the halba. So the Mishnah says that Arei Shaloi, and the Mishnah is speaking about either it's going according to Rabbi Yosi or the Smach. The Konya is speaking about Dafka case of Me'achshav. Or Poshet the case where it's not Me'achshav and not according to Rabbi Yosi. So the halacha is that after he didn't pay up in 3 years, the karka does not belong to the Malve. So Rapope said. The Pope said, "Afal gav doma rabbonon asmachta loikanye, apoyteki yehavi lemigvo mino." But lemaise, it is an apoyteki. Let's see what Rashi says. Lemigvo boi minei, koine bo keneged moisov. That means this karke, The agreement was, if I don't pay you up in 3 years, the whole karka belongs to you. That was an asmachta, but al kaponim becomes an apoyteki, that he can be goyve the shavyas of the choiv from this karka. Vimbo lifroya hamois la'achazman lo yikablem. And if he come back later with the money, Here's the 100 zuz that I borrowed. He's not mekabelit. It's an apoyteki. I was paid up with the karke. That's a member of Rapope. Oma le rafune bereid rav nosen le rapope mikoma le kni le gevaine. So, Ravuna Bereida Rav Nosen asked Amerdike Kashe. He said, the agreement was, if I don't pay up in 3 years, the karka belongs to you. That was a $200 karka for above $100. That is not smachte. That is not kain. It was not gmiris. That is not kain. Fine. So, how did it become an apoyteki? Did he say such a thing? Did he become a lake, nila gavaina? All of a sudden this becomes an apoyteki, yevzchuse gviye from this karke. This doesn't come automatically. Become a lake, nila gavaina. That's kasha number one. Omale mazutra bereita rav mori la ravine, vi oma knila migva mine. Afilu, that's one kasha. But afilu, he told him, Bikoine lemigva mine koni, viyoma kni lemigva mine koni, seif seif asmachte leikanye. Now we have to understand, this kasha is not a poshete kasha. Why is it an asmachte? If he told them, Take, if I won't pay you the 100 zuz in 3 years, this should become an apoyteki. So why is it an asmachta? He's just paying him for the chayiv. He's not giving him the whole karke. So this is a problem. Why is it an asmachta? Okay. But al kaponim the Gemara says it's an asmachta. Elo. So we have here two kashas on Rav Papa. Kasha number one, how did it become an apoitiki? How did it become an apoitiki? L'chayre, he didn't say b'chlal k'ni l'migva minei. And number two, after he said it should become an apoitiki, but it's an asmachte, so it shouldn't become an apoitiki either. Elo, apoitiki, the komar apope mahi, the omale, lo yehelecha peroin, elo mizu. Now we have to understand pshat in the Gemara. So, Rashi says, soif soif, asmachtehi, the loy omale knile gavaine, he only told him knile gavaine. Why was he masking that you should be goiva from this karke? It should become an apoitiki. Ella im eini noisin loch mikan bat shole shonim. Hoda havale asmachte. So it's an asmachte. The chol di'i asmachte. Every di'i is an asmachte. Now we have to understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi, before, when Rashi said pshat in our Mishnah that it's asmachte, so Rashi said, Havtoche ba'alme lismoich al dvorov, shim lo yemalei dvorov, yitin le shova mosayim b'mone. Shova mosayim b'mone. That's why it's called an asmachte, because he's megazim, he doesn't mean it. We had mentioned when we learned this Rashi, that the Ramban is chaylik on Rashi, and the Ramban holds that afilu the karke had the same shavyas of the chayiv, but the kufa is also an asmachta because a person doesn't like to give away a karke. The Ramban brought a raya, we see in Hilchas Oino, a balabayis sells his chafetzim, so there's no din Oino, because he's not, his chafetzim or his karkois are not oimed lemachira. He's not in the real estate business. He's not, so it's, he doesn't want to sell his chafetzim. And in Hilchas Oino, if he sells it, he can demand more money because it's not oimed to be sold. So the Ramban says that gufa that he said, if I won't pay you up in 3 years, you can be goyva for my karka. This goof is an asmachte. But according to Rashi said before that it's asmachte shava masayim b'monim. So the Ramban asks from this Gemara on Rashi. This is the Ramban's kasha. So why is this an asmachte? So the Ramban wants to say that he made it an apoitiki, and later it became more expensive. That is Shitas Rashi. That's the case, even though Rashi didn't mention it, but that's how the Ramban wants to fam for Rashi. Could be, Rashi said, Amur de Kezach, when Rashi explained the apoitiki, Vimbol of Roya Hamois Lachas Man Lo Yikablim. This is a very Mechudishtike Rashi. Usually an apoitiki means that I have to give you this karke, not another karke. But I can always give you money. Here Rashi says the apoitiki was I cannot give you money. Could be this is taka, this makes it an asmachta. That means he's taking away from himself the opportunity to pay back in money. He has to give him the karke. Could be that kufa makes it for an asmachta. Well, fine, we have here a problem. What is pshat n'rav papa? I feel he said, k'ni l'gavayne, it is also an asmachte. B'chal didn't say k'ni l'gavayne. El apoyteki d'rav papa heichi domi, d'gabi asmachte tehevi apoyteki. We're talking about this case. He said, if I won't pay you up in 3 years, you should take the karka, and that was an asmachte. And Rapoppe said, but it's an apoitiki. What is Rapoppe speaking about? The omalei lo yehei lecho peroin elo mize af betoich shalosh shonim. The upmach was that in the 3 years you should be goyve from this karke. Now, this already is not an asmachte, because he told him, there's no ifs, he told him the payment will be from this karke, avetoich sholishonim. Vim ein, and the asmachte was, vim ein ani noisin lecho migufo keneged moisecho ad sholishonim, teheikulo sholoch. That means if I won't give you from this karke keneged moisecho, so the asmachta was that then the whole karke will be yours. Boho omarav pope the af al gav delay kanye lemevi kula didei, even though asmachta lay kanye and the whole thing is not his, la'ach ha-gimul abarapoytiki havelem bigve v'nei the balabas machte namye shavye apoitiki. Now we have to understand this Rashi. It's right from Poshet. What does Rashi say? Rashi says as follows, that Rapoppe is speaking about the cases as follows. He told him, I'm going to pay you in the 3 years from this kalke. Number one. If I don't, how much will pay you from this karke? Keneged achoit. If I don't pay you these 3 years from the karke, keneged achoit, the whole karke will belong to you. So first of all, the Maram Shif es sakashe mi pesi yosach heine. This is mamish anarishe opmach. What is pshat in the loive? The loive is saying, if I won't pay you from this kalk in the 3 years, that means I'm shubit, I made this in a poitiki, that I'm going to give you, let's say, a half of this kalk in the 3 years. This is an a poitiki for the chayv of $100. If I won't pay you in these 3 years, I won't give you in the 3 years the half of the kalk, so the whole kalk belongs to you. Fakta Maram Shiv, so what kind of a shaita is? Why, for what reason shouldn't he give him half of the karka? He said, I won't give the karka, the whole karka be yours, so why shouldn't he give him half of the karka? How do we understand Bechlal disagreement? Okay, this is Akasha of the Maram Shiv. But now we have to understand, there's another Kasha over here. So what is the Chiddush of Rapop? Rapop said a Chiddush over here. Rapop said a Chiddush that he made it an apoitiki for the first 3 years. He said, Lehei lecha peroin elamizu. And then he said, and if I won't pay you the 3 years, from the kalke, the whole thing will belong to you. So, Rapoppe says, so even though the whole thing doesn't belong to him, because asmachta lekanya, but it's an apoitiki. It's an apoitiki. He made it an apoitiki, why shouldn't it be an apoitiki? What is the Chiddush of Rapoppe? I think they bring down the Talmid Rashba asks this on Rashi. So what did Rapoppe say? Made it in a poitiki. And then he made it in a smachtas. Even though the smachtas is not chal, but a poitiki is chal. No, versteht sich, a poitiki is chal. And a poitiki is, a person can make an a poitiki. What is the Chiddush of Rapoppe? My chavrusa Rabbi Yonah Cantor wanted to say perhaps a beautiful bill in Rashi. He wanted to say, what was the agreement? The agreement was, I'm making this kalka and a poitiki for 3 years. I mean, in these 3 years, we'll decide when, but I'll give you from this kalka a schus gviya for the chayv. It's an apoitiki. And Rashi says, for an apoitiki, I can't pay you money. It's an apoitiki. So he made this karka an apoitiki for 3 years. Then he said, if I didn't let you be goyve from this karka in the 3 years, I'm giving you the whole karka. Not fine. So this agreement that if I won't pay you up in the 3 years, I'm giving you the whole karka, this is an esmach. This is not chal. But now the shaila is, who says that it's an apoitiki the 4th year? The agreement was that there was two tzadim to the agreement. The first 3 years I'm making this an apoitiki, I'm giving you the karka, you can be able to be going from this karka, I can't pay you with money. I'm gonna pay you with this karka for 3 years. Then he said, and I don't pay from the karka, the whole karka belongs to you. Good. So that the whole karka belongs to the malvas and asmachtas, that's not koine. But why after the 3 years should it remain in a poitki? There was no agreement on that. That's the chiddush of Rapope. Rapope said, the schusim that the loiva gave the malva for the 3 years, they are nimshach. And after the 3 years, it's also an apoitiki that the loiva lost the schus to pay with money, and he has to pay with this kark. Could be this is pshat in Rashi. Zut the Gemara weiter. Ahu gavre de zoven le are le chavre bachayis. There was a moicher that sold a karke to a loikeya bachayis. What does bachayis mean? Let us say one pshat, that he told him that if the malve comes and is goive the karke from you, I'm a kabbal achayis, I'll reimburse you. Omalei. He told for lei minoi, so the lekeach told the moicha, let's get things straight. If they're gonna take away my karka, magvisli mi idi idi is the islah, are you gonna give me, you have a excellent karka, will you give me that karka instead of this karka? Now, agavuche, the mafoshim explained that how could you be goive from the lekeach, if the malve has kalke, there's a klal, if the loive has kalke, there's a klal, and goivim nechosim mishabodim b'mokim shiesh b'nei chayrim. So how could the malve be goive the kalke from the lekeach? What b'chlal is this scenario? So others say pshat that this kalke that was sold was an apoitiki. So that means that the malva only had a srus gviya from this karka. So the lekeach knew that if the malva comes in his goy, he'll take away this karka. He won't go to the loive. Somebody says, listen, if they take away this karka from me, will you give me me idi idiish shalacha? Omale, so the moicha told him, hezach tzu, me idi idiish leimagbinolo. I won't give you my best karka. The bina lemekim kamoi. Listen, I want that the idiots. I want to keep this idiots. I won't be mishabed this idiots. That this should be achroi for the karka that was taken away from you. Elamadvina loch me idiots acherim. I have an inferior karka. That's not idiots. It's idiots, and I'll give you that karka. But the idiots I won't give you. I'll give you me idiots, Shelley. Fine. L'soif tofua mine. L'maise, they took away from the lekeach the skarke. Now, that's one thing. Also, bitke, now a flood came, shokili idi idiots, and a flood came and took away the idi idiots of the moicha. So now what is left over? The idiots of the moicha is left over. Now this idiots which is left over, this is the idiots that the moicha told them, if they take away the karka, I'll pay you with this karka. Sova rapopo lemeima me idiots omalei. Well, that's what he told them. He told them, I won't give you the idiots. I'll give you the idiots. Vaha kaime, and the idiots is still around. The moicha can tell him, ki om riloch anor magbino loch, that what I told you. I'm going to give you me ideas. That was the Have Ideas Kaimet. That was when I had a better carcass still around. So then I was masking to give you the Ideas. But I said clearly, I want to keep my best carcass. That's what I was masking to give you the Ideas. But now that a flood came about, and I don't have any more Ideas. So Hashtekaimele, Ideas, Bemokim, Ideas. So Mamele, that condition, what I had made, that I will not give you my best karke, does not only mean I won't give you that Ideas that I possess then. It also means if for some reason the Ideas will be Nevad, and I'll have this idea, so this idea I will keep for myself, and I'll give you an inferior karka. Zot Rashi. Rashi magvisli keneged ma'oisai mi'idi'idiyas te'islach, bitko shetaf no. A flood, shot for the idi'idiyas. No shetef, no shot for the idiots. Shabos aligres min the idiots kefi tonight. Now the lekeach comes and says, "Listen, we made a tonight that you're going to give me these idiots." Amaloi leitig ve'elam ibeinis achera sheyeshli. Ki amin aloch ano aligres me idiots. When I had the idiots, but now that I don't have the idiots. So Mamela, so this is my idiots, and you can take now from an inferior cock. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Bar Shvo have a masik bei Rav Kahane Zuzi. Rav Kahane was Toiveya from Rav Bar Shvo money. Oh Malay, so Rav Bar Shvo told him, "Iloi paranol loch liyoin ployni. If I won't pay you by this and this date, govi mehai chamro." That means Rav Bar Shvo had wine, and he told him that, "Listen, I'm going to pay you." He gave him asman, and he says, "If I won't give you money by this zman, you can take this wine." Sovara papa lemeima ki amrinen asmachta leikanye hani mili baare de lav lizvune kaime. That is dafka by a karke. A person does not sell his karkois. So if he tells him, here it would seem like the Ramban, that alone makes it for an asmachta, he has to give away his karke, the lavlas bunikaima. So if he said, "If I won't pay, I'll give you my karke," so that is an asmachta, because a person normally does not give away his karkois to pay a privis. So memele, so if he said it, that's an asmachta. Avol chamro, but wine. Ki vindilis bunikoi, wine side by side he's going to sell. That means that this wine that Rav Bar Shvo possessed, it's aimed to be sold. He's going to sell it side by side. So what kind of a smach? He had wine now. And he told him, "If I don't give you cash by this and this day, you can take the wine." So that's l'chernadan asmach to give the lezvuni koi kezuzi domi. It's equivalent to money. That means he's not telling him he's going to give him something that is far-fetched to give. And it's only an asmachta. Wine is oimet to be sold. And he told him, he didn't give him this wine. Amalei Ravuna Bereid Rav Shula Apopo, Ochi Amrini Mishmei Darabe, Kol Di'i Loikoni. Here it's also Di'i. If I won't pay you, you can take the wine. This is also an asmachta and Loikoni. Now let us see Rashi. Govi mehai chamre, Upasak domim. And he gave a price for this wine. This wine will sell you so much for a barrel. And this will pay up the choit. So Rashi here has a problem. So what's the E? Why is there no smichas das? So Rashi made in the kinta, ulubisoyfi yaka. Later, this wine became more expensive. Rashi weiss, grada wasn't oimit to become more expensive. But lemaise, if it became more expensive, this also gives it a shame, asmachte, and loikon. Now let us go back to Daf Samachlova Medalev and see the Taisvis and the Sugya. La'acha matan mois loikona elo keneged moisov. Now, this was a member of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that if they made this t'nai b'shas matan mois, that if I don't pay you in 3 years, you keep the whole karka, it's kona hakol. La'acha matan mois loikona elo keneged moisov. It's only koine keneged moisov. Vim Taima, so Taisvis wants to understand Pshat in Rav Huna. Yikshe kedeporech b'somach, how do you get such a pshore? Mikomale kni legavayne? Did he tell him kni legavayne? V'loyomale kni hakul l'soiv gimul. He just told him kni hakul. Lachamatn mois, he told him kni hakul. Bakel ain't a kaine, and for some reason he's not kaine hakel, according to Rav Huna. Bakach av keneged moisov lo yikne. This is Taisus Kash, which is Amorlik Kashe. When we learned Rashi, we said over the Chsam Seifis Teretz Lushitas Rashi, but according to Taisus, it's Amorlik Kashe. Va'af al gav de la'el beperik hazov amrinin kabi eirobayim. Shekoine keneged ovoinoi, afa pi shehisne imoi keflayim. There's also something similar. He gave him an eroven, which is a partial payment, and he told him, if you'll be chayzer, you'll give me double the amount in the karka. It's hosom, and so there it is, that he's koine keneged ovoinoi. Even though there was a tenai of keflaim, so it's also it's the same kasha. How do you get this pshore? So Tais says over there, it's very good. The pshat is, he gave him the iroven, and he said, I want to be kaine in the karke, how the value of the iroven. And when I bring the rest of the money, I'll be kaine the rest of the karke. If the moicher will be chayzer, she yikne keflayim. But over there was lechatchila a kinyan an keneged erboinai. So that's good. So fellow, he's not kinyan keflayim, but he's kinyan keneged erboinai. But over here, the tenai was that if you don't pay me up in 3 years, lachamat mois, he'll get the whole karka. Now, how do we understand this? He doesn't get the whole karka. Vafal pikein, he gets keneged moisov. V'yeshloima v'hocha hochi perushe. La'achamat mois loikon. Period. Is that kind at all? Elohim hisne imoi knile gavainem. But if he said, kni le gavayne, koni keneged moisov. That means, ein chanami. If he said, kni kuloi, you're not going anything. But if he was masne, la'achamat mois, kni le gavayne, be kind of le gavayne. Vim taimel, pektoisvis ki hista nami le gavayne, le likne, das machte hu, ki de porch le kamom. Then we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person says, Kni le gavayne, that's the E. That means, we'll see how Taisa says, chat over there why it is called an asmachta. V'yeshloime dohoche Rav Huna tomalo. This memre is a memre of Rav Huna. Omar b'shas matan mois kol nahakel. Here Rav Huna said b'shas matan mois shekoy nahakel. Af agav de b'shar asmachte loikoni. Rav Huna holds this case is unique. V'tam meforish ri b'somoch. But we'll see later why this is unique. But here Rav Huna held b'shas matan mois. So we hear the asmachta is koine, and is koine connected kulay. Vochenami. So since this case is unique, shaloi bishas matan mois koni lechalapoches connected mois. That means this case is not a poshita case, and there's a svara to say even though he said the e, he meant it, and we'll see why in the next toisvus. I mean, b'shas matan mois he meant k'neged kuloi, and shaloi b'shas matan mois he meant al kaponim k'neged moisov. Umin yumi omar asmachte loy kanye. Now, kloimar, so Tosfos says, what does Shat Rav Nachman said, I held asmachte kanye, and min yumi omar asmachte loy kanye, kloimar herzirani midvorai. That means I had held Bishita that asmachta kanye, and Minyumi held asmachta le kanye, and herzirane midvorik in the perish bekuntres, and that's hoda omar Rav Nachman, afilo bishas matan mois loikon, loiklum, that Rav Nachman was choyzer asmachta le kanye. Bim toima, beloy Minyumi. So from our Gemara it would seem, the reason Rav Nachman was chayzer was because Minyumi convinced him. That means Bishita Rav Nachman held asmachta kanye. Minyumi convinced him. Vektoisus beloy Minyumi. Forget about Minyumi. Nami kiblo Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was mekabel from Rav. We'll see in a minute. Peperiket poshit. Me rabbe baravua omar Rav. Ein haloche ke Rav Yosi. The Gemara says in Get Poshut, we had mentioned yesterday the case of Rabbi Yosi was as follows. A person paid up a mitzvah of the Piroi, and the Malva said, listen, if you pay me up the rest, and so now there's a problem. He paid up a mitzvah of the Chayiv. The Shtar says he owes the whole Chayiv. They didn't want to write a Shoiva, they didn't want to write a new Shtar. So the Malva said, now we'll give the shtar to a shalosh. If you pay up the rest of the chayiv, the next amount of days, so finished, and then the shalosh will give you the shtar chayiv. If you won't pay up the rest of the chayiv, the next amount of days, the shalosh will give me back the shtar. Now we gave from you the whole chayiv, and this money that you gave me will be a maton. So this is an asmachte, and Rabbi Yosi holds asmachte kanye. And the Gemara says in Baba Basra that Rav Nachman Omar Rabbe Baravua Omar Rav Ein Aloch Rabbi Yosi. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi. So we see clearly that Rav Nachman was not because of Minyumi. Rav Nachman heard from his rebbes, Rabbi Baravu Amarav, Ein Aloche Rabbi Yosi, we paskin asmachta loy kanye. So why does the Gemara say here that Rav Nachman was, because Minyumi convinced him? Umi Yutaisvi says, Yesh Svarim Degarsi Aloche Rabbi Yosi. There's other Svarim in Get Poshut that Rav Nachman said Aloche Rabbi Yosi. So then everything stems. So Rav Nachman and Baba Basra paskin asmachta kanye, till it came to Tzei Nesher, and Minyumi convinced him that asmachta loy kanye. But Tzei says, no, that girsa is not an emissa girsa, vi efshe ligreis kain. We're not goyres this. Kedemuchach beperik abo nedorim. So Tzei brings a gemore in nedorim to prove that this girsa of Alochi Kamiyosi is a falsha girsa. Now, what's the Gemara Nedorim? Gabe Yahu, the Atvis Zach Bosai Bebezn. A person, there was a sichsach between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven had Rayas Keneged Shimon, that Shimon owes him X amount of money. And he said he's going to bring more rayas. So the Val, his schusim, he brought to Bezin. V'omar, and he said, Eloi asino atlosin yoimen, libatli zachvosa. He gave over his rayas to Bezin, and he said that this rayas keneged Shimon, and he said, if I don't come back in 30 days, all my rayas should become bottled, which is an asmach. V'loi also, and he didn't come back. Omar Ravune Betelem Zachvosai. So, forget that. That was not Mach. He said, if I don't come back in 30 days, all my rayas should be bottled. So, Betelem Zachvosai. Uporich Frekte Gemore Vahasmachti. What is Pshat in Ravune? This is an Asmachti. He says, if I don't come back in 30 days, so all his rayas should be bottled. This is Asmachti. Umishani shani hoche de itvis. No, this he meant it. Why did he mean it? Because we see he gave away his rayas to Bezin. He did something. Not something he said, I'll do this and this and this. He gave his rayas to Bezin. That's a raya, he means it. He did something. So memele, so he has mach the kai. Uporich frekte gemore kol heiche de itvis. And if he gave over to someone, so that makes it ois asmachte that shows he's serious. Vosnan misha po miktas choybe vishli shtore va omar rav nachman omar rav barabu omar rav ein alochi ke rabbi yoisi. So the Gemara brings a raya from Rav Nachman that we don't pass on. There's also mitzvahs. It's a very interesting Gemara. That's going to be the next kasha. Where's the kasha and Ravuna from Rav Nachman? Ravuna said that he gave over the shtoris to Bezdin. That shows that he means that it's not an asmachta. Like the Gemara, we see Rav Nachman said, even though they gave over the shtar to a sholish, it's still an asmachta. Okay, we'll come back to this, why the Hakim Markes Kakasha and Ravuna from Rav Nachman. But Al Kaponim, we see from the Gemara and the Dorim, that the proper gears in Baba Basra is ein aloche kerab yoisi. That's the most kasha in the Torah. Void kasha. So, okay, so now we're back to the first kasha. So why does the Gemara say that Rav Nachman was chayze because of Minyumi? Rav Nachman heard from Rav that we don't pass not from yoisi. That's kasha number one. Void kasha. Kasha number two. The mai porichos of the Gemara In the Dorim is very shvel. The Mai Porichosim Aravuna Mida Rav Nachman. What's the Gemara's kash from Huna Rav Nachman? The Ravuna Poligolei Hochel. We see in our Gemara that Ravuna, let's do an Agamor. In our Gemara, Ravuna says, B'shas Mat Mois Kone Keneget Kuloi. Rav Nachman Lamaisa was Chayza and said that Hoda Beinachlo B'shas Mat Mois Loi Kone. So Rav Nachman also smacht the loy kanye, Ravuna also smacht the kanye. So what's the kash over there? Ravuna polegalei hoche, v'oma b'shas matn mois kai nahakel, v'is loy da smacht the kanye. Alright, so what's pshat in this? So now Tosfos wants to say if it's anu mahalach in our Ravuna. We can learn a different pshat in Ravuna. The b'shas matn mois loy choshev lo asmachte. If b'shas matn mois, he said, if I don't pay you in 3 years, you can take this kalke. That's not called an asmachte. Why? The hosom bin the dorim, the gemara nedor, Nataisis is going to say hagdoris in hilchas asmachte. This person who had rayas against the baldova that's kenegdoi, and he said he's coming back in 30 days, there'll be more rayas. Al kaponim, this person, and he said, if I don't come back, the rayas should be bought.
So the Hosen ben Adorim, where they have a smacht, then Chofetzi is kai maknas vaguzm, he has no intent that his raya should be bottled. Why should he do such a thing? Ela mas nekach, lahas mechaber odvov. He just wants to guarantee the Baldova connect that he's coming back in 30 days. So he said, you know what? I'll calm you down. I'll prove you I'm coming back in 30 days because I'm putting all my rayas to Bezdin. I'm giving them to Bezdin. If I don't come back in 30 days, all these rayas should be bottled. So this whole agreement was only to calm down the chaveri shekenegdoi. But really, he had no intent to do it. He had an intent to come back before 30 days. So that is the taitch of an asmachta. An asmachta means someone said something, he has no intent to do it, and the only purpose, because he holds that he's going to come back before 30 days, but the only reason he's saying it is to calm down the person shekenegdoi. But there we say asmachta loikonye. Avol hoche. But over here, by Alvo Bishas Matmois, Aldas Kain Malveyu Moisov, Shetei Asode Mishukas Biyodoi, Mloyitin Loi Acholishonim. So Taisa says now, Anu Mahalach and Rabune. Someone is lending him money. And he says, listen, I'm lending you money, but listen to the conditions. You have to pay me back in 3 years. If you don't pay me back in 3 years, this kark is going to belong to me. So now he's lending the money on this condition. So he can't sit there and say, well, I didn't mean it. I just agreed because you can't say that over here. That means if he's the is lending him money on this condition. You don't mean it, you're not up to it, I couldn't talk, so don't borrow the money. You can't say that, you said I didn't, I nodded my head, but I didn't mean it. Listen, if you don't mean it, you're not up to it, so don't borrow the money. But over there, the Gemara and the Dorim, he just wanted to convince you that he's coming back in 30 days. And he said, you come back. He said, you listen, if I don't come back in 30 days, so my Zohia should become bottled. So their pshat is that this whole thing, this whole saying that the zochi should become bottle is just to calm down the other person to convince him he's coming back in 30 days. I'm telling you, I'm coming back. So there he didn't mean it. But over here, if Yenna lends him money on this condition, if you agree, so good. And if you don't agree, don't borrow the money. Avol Rav Nachman, so that's Pshat Rav Huna. Avol Rav Nachman, Domadaf Lacha Matan Mois Toina HaKeu. Now, about that's, now we have to understand Rav Nachman according to the Hava Mina. So now we understand Rav Huna held that, Lo Yitochin Tamse, this time, so now we're back, and so Rav Nachman, we have a problem here, Rav Nachman. Here, Rav Nachman said, "Afil la'achamat moist." Alvo was made already. And Rav Nachman says, "Kona hakol." And Rav Nachman and Baba Basra says, "Ein alocha k'Rav Yosi." So that's the problem. Umeforish ri tam shove l'shneim. So the ri now comes in, says, and this was the ri that Tosfos brought down before. The hochi koni tfei mibaon. This case of Alvo is different than all other cases. Shebetchilis hamashkante habiktsas kein mekech umemker shemakne loy kola karke lishtabed loy beteiris mashkin. Number one, something was done already. He didn't give him the karke yet, but he was mishabed. He gave it him for a mashkin right now. So something was done right now. Vigam osoloi toive bahalvo. Number two, that means something was done already. He was mishabed the karke now. He didn't give it to him yet, but it was mishabed the karke. So we see he's up to giving him already. That means not saying that everything is going to start later. He started, it was mishabed the karke now. Vigam also loy toive b'halva. Number two, the malva did him a toive. He lent him the money. Hilkach, shemisratza loy sheyiye sheloy miyitzen le'ed gimel shonim. So if he agrees here, I feel according to Avnach Malachamat Mois, yesh bedatoy l'kayim. He means it because the vial he gave him already was Meshabed the Kalkat and made him a Meshkante. And number two, he did him a favor. V'leilas Michael Dvorv Omakein. Elagoymel bedatoy l'haknishlo. He really means it. L'ravu nikedi islay. That means only b'shas matn boys. Lav nachma mikamid oda b'kedis lefil alacha matn boys. U'mishum da'adifa hach asmachte mishar asmachte. Now Tosfos says, Tosfos was megala to us that our sugya is speaking about a unique asmachte, that there are two svaras to say that Yenna really means what he said. Number one, because he gave it to him now as Meshabed the Kalk, he made it a Mashkin. And number two, he did him a favor, and he's demanding this. So these are svaras to say that here he's Goyma Bedata. So Tosfos says, Mishum dadi fahach asmachta mishar asmachta, Osi shapel minyumi lav nachmen bosar da hadre minyumi. So now it's very good another kashe. That means an argument says the Rav Nachman holds asmachta loikanya. Minyumi holds asmachta loikanya. So the Gemara is the kashe from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says this. The Mishnah is the case of an asmachta im loyetin loch mikam bat sholish nomim hareyu shaloi hareyu shaloi. And the Mishnah says it is kind. So the Gemara asked Akasha and Menyumi and Rav Nachman, why is it Shaloi? So what did they say at Teretz? So they said, the Mahani Yoche Me'achshav, that it's been by said Me'achshav. V'loi Bezdin Choshev. Now, our Gemara did not make any conditions with this Ma'achshav, that it has to be Bifnei Bezdin Choshev. The Perek Gimel, the Nedorim, Omrinim, Behilchese, Asmachte Kanye, Vudekoni, Minei Bezdin Choshev. The Gemara Nedorim says Asmachte is only Koine if you made a Kinyin Bezdin Choshev. Now, Tosfos says, "Stam konamine, I hain the kinyan suda. Konamine means made the kinyan suda. The kinyan suda ain't a elo me'achshav. Suda only works me'achshav. Le'mahani liknes boy achazman. You cannot make kinyan kesev. You can make lachash loishim. Kinyan suda you cannot make lachash loishim. Even the bishai tekvahoda suda lamor kedamrin and perikashut from benedom." The Gemara says in the Dorim Kinyin Suda, you cannot make Lacha Lamed, because since the Suda returns to the Kaina after they made the Maisa Kinyin, so it's Kosa Kinyone, you can make a Kinyin Lacha Lamed. Alme Bishar Asmachtas Afilo Me Achshav Loikoni Aladavke Bebezen Choshev. So Tosfos says, when the Gemara in the Dorim, it seems, Ma'achshav only helps by Bezen Choshev. Our Gemara says Me'achshav helps. So Tosfos says Akasha, how does Me'achshav help? The Monodom says a klal in Asmachti that you need a Me'achshav lifnei bezn choshuv. Only then I say this Gmirastas. So Tosfos says, but the way I was magdim that this Asmacht is a unique Asmacht. Number one, he gave him already the kalk, it was Meshabed. Number two, he did him a favor. So here already, there are already tzedodim that he should talk and mean what he's saying. So here, Me'achshav alone will help. A poshet Asmacht like the Gemara in the Dorim, which you don't have all these tzedodim, then you need a kinyan suda bebezn choshev. You need a ma'achshav bebezn choshev. Yesterday we mentioned the Ktzois, Rashi had a different Pshat, not Gemara, so according to the way the Rashi said Pshat, we don't have Bechlal a problem whatsoever. Now, so Tosfos just took care of being Magda, the Gedorim, that there's a Maile in the Asmachta of Arsugye. And now Tosfos is going to speak about other Asmachtas, which were Rogel Bezman HaTosfos. Umiyu Knas She'oisen B'Shas Shiduchim. Now, the Bezman HaTosfos, they made Tnoim. When they made Tnoim, there was a Knas. What was the Knas? They made a Kinyan Suda. That is, by all our Tnoim, we also make a Kinyan Suda. A Kanina Mine. But it matters which Tnoim. Nowadays, most people, there's a Seder at Tnoim for Rav Moshe that you make right before the Chasna, so we avoided all these Knosses because we're up to the Chasna and both told them are masking to get married. But if you make a Tnoim by the vote, so then there's a different Nusach. Then there are Knosses which are niskabel from each tzad. If one tzad will be chayzer, and in Bezman HaTosfos, they spelled it out black and white, if one tzad will be chayzer, will give X amount of money. That was the tenoyim, that was the conditions that the vote was made on. So now Tosfos has a miradike problem. What is pshat in this? Let's say we're going on the chosin tzad. If the chosin will be chayzer, it'll give $10,000 to the kabbal. Fine. Very nice. It's very convincing, but it's an asmachta. That means, if I'll be chayzer, I'll get $10,000. What is pshat in this? The chosin thinks I won't be chayzer. It looks like a very nice kala, very nice family. The lady finds out, it's not the way he thought. I wasn't a meshugane. If I would have known this and that, I never would have been masking. But we make the tnoi. And the tnoim are chal. So why don't we say the chosin didn't mean it? He meant it because he thought things are going to be very rosy. He sees it's not like that. So he zicha never meant to pay $10,000. So that's Tosfos kasha. Why isn't that an asmachta? Umiyu knas she'oisen b'shash shiduchin mahani afilu loy konu bebezn choshuv. Given shenoyegim boy kol ha'olam, since the minik ha'olam is everyone does it, mididahave asitumte delekamon dekanya. Amir dekezach. Tosfos says there is such a maisa kinyan of a minik hatagre. There's a minik hatagre, which is not a maisa kinyan. That means in all kinyonim, We have Mekoyres, Shtaris Koine, how do you know? There's a Posek, Chalipinus Koine, there's a Posek, Kesavis Koine, there's a Posek, all Kinyonim we have Psukim. There is such a Kinyon of a Minigatag. What's a Minigatag? We'll shake hands. A deal, we shake hands. That's me by yourself, diamond, they give a Lachaim, that's me or something. What? Abrocha? Mazel Abrocha. Fine. That's a raya that it's does. That's a gemira stas. No, does Mazel Abrocha, we state that there's no mekir that this is koine. But this is minigatagrim. So minigatagrim, if the minig is that when people say this, that means they decided, so that works. That works as Chassam Sofer says it works min ha-Torah. Because the whole Indian of a Kenyan is Gemira Stas. This is the meaning. So Tosfos says all the Tenoyim, that the Chosin is Meshabed himself and the Kala is Meshabed herself, really, if you go according to the letter of the law, it's an Asmachta. But since the meaning is that this is written in all Tenoyim, and that's what we do, so here's the din of Gemira Stas. Va'oit, and then Tosfos says, the bedinu lischayev kolachoy zaboy, kivin shemavayish es chaveroy. This is tamas, If you have charoti in mevayish to yod tzad, this namshat. So you take all $10,000 for the boishes. So here the zikha gmira starts. V'chein, a second case. Im kibul olav hamalamed b'shashis kiru knas im yachsaboy. What happens? A malamed hired himself. He's going to teach in this and this yeshiva. And he says, if he'll be chayzer, he'll give a knas. And now lady got a better job. So he says, a guten tag. So what's with the knas? V'lein nimtza malamed acher mezumin. Ein ze asmachted lechoshuv gizum. Kivin shemafsidoi. Since this, he's mafsid, he's mafsid the first yeshiva, so if there's a hefsid, that's not called an asmachta. Vahave kamoi im oiver v'loi evit. An oris took over a karka, and he says, if I won't work on the karka, shal be meitove, that I'm going to pay how much it should have made. The lava smachti, it's not an asmachta.